Prabhupada and spiritual master once told us a story about Dinadayal. Dinadayal, translated here to be one who is very merciful to the fallen soul, friend of the poor. Dinabandhu, also, is a little name of Krishna. And he told this story about a young boy who one time in the school, he was amongst all his classmates and his teacher, and they were having a big party at the school, and the teacher told all the students that everybody should bring from home something for our little party. And somebody can bring sweets, somebody can bring pakora, someone can bring samosa. Everybody bring a little something for our little party that we're having at school. So this boy came home to his mother and said, our teacher asked us to bring something to our school. And the mother said to the boy, but we are very, very poor. It's not possible for us to provide something for all of your classmates. But the son said, well, the teacher said we must bring something. What can we possibly bring? So the mother said, well, if you want to bring something, then I suggest that you go to the forest and then you look for Krishna, who is known as Dinabandhu. Dinabandhu, he is the friend of the poor, and certainly he will help you. So this little boy had faith in the words of his mother. And he went off to the forest and he began calling out, Dinabandhu, brother. Oh, Dinabandhu, where are you? Please, I must bring something for my school. All the students and the teacher in the class are expecting me to bring something. And the Lord appeared to the boy and he gave him a little pot of yogurt. It was a little guy. He said, here, you bring this. And so the boy brought the pot of yogurt home. Whoops, we got the microphone. What happened? I didn't hear you. Okay, we can do it on. So, and then on the following day, they were having their party. And all the students, they brought something from home to feed all of the students. And this one boy, he had this little pot of dahi. And he brought it up to the teacher. And the teacher said, what is this? There's a little, how are you going to feed everyone with this little pot? He was very disturbed. And he took the pot and he threw it out, emptied it. And when he turned it over, he looked inside, and it was full again. And then he looked at it, threw it out, and he looked inside, and it was full again. So Prabhupada told this little story to help us understand a little bit about Krishna's nature. Krishna's nature is that he is Purnam. Just like in Isha Upanishad, Om Purnam Adaha Purnam Nidam Purnam Udashite. He is complete. He's full. So many unlimited universes are coming from him. They're all emanating from his transcendental body. Yet, he's always remained perfect and complete in himself. Just as this little pot of dahi. The little boy went out with great faith and was looking for Dinabandhu. You are the friend. You can provide. You can help. You are a friend of the poor. So Krishna's nature is that he is complete, and this is described, Nityo Nityanam Chaitana Chaitanam Eku Bahanam Yobhityakshama. Krishna is the supreme eternal being. He's maintaining all other living beings. Maintaining everything, everyone throughout the entire creation. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Mataksavam Prabhajate Iti Matva Bhajate Mam Buddha Bhavata Mangata. I am the source, material, spiritual world. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly, they engage in my devotional service and they worship me with all of their heart. But Krishna, so many places in Bhagavad Gita, Matakparatanam nanya kinchidasti dananjaya. There's no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me. Just like pearls are resting on bread. Everything is resting on Krishna. He is the source of everything. He's the maintainer of everyone. And those who know this, they worship Krishna. They have great faith in Krishna, and they worship him in devotional service. So this little boy, he had great faith in Krishna. He had great faith that he simply went to the forest and called out for his friend, Dinabandhu. That Dinabandhu would give him whatever he needed. The teacher had no faith. He was thinking, what is this? This doggy cannot satisfy everyone. You think this little pot of yogurt can satisfy everyone? No. But anything that comes from Krishna, it's like the story of the Pandavas, what? Right? When Draupadi, she had to feed Durvasa Muni, right? She became greatly distressed. What can I possibly do to feed them? She had this plate that could provide unlimited food, but the Pandavas had already eaten. And Durvasa Muni had come with all of his disciples, and they expected to be fed. So they went down to the river to take their bath. And she was, oh Krishna, hey Govinda, what can I possibly do? How can I possibly satisfy everyone? And Krishna came to that spot and said, bring me your pot. And she gave the pot, and Krishna simply took one morsel, one grain of rice, and said, now call everybody, let them come. When they went down to the river to get Durvasa Muni and all of his followers, they all felt so satisfied. Why? Because Krishna only had to take one grain, one morsel of rice from the pot. Because he's the source of everyone. This is he who watered the root of the tree, all the leaves, the branches, the twigs are nourished. The same way if Krishna is satisfied, simultaneously everyone can become satisfied. So Durvasa Muni was no longer hungry. Neither any of his followers. They were all feeling fully satisfied. And when they called him, please come to take, they said, no, it's actually, and they all dispersed. They went off different places. They felt completely satisfied, and they didn't want to go, and they didn't feel the need to eat, because Krishna took that one morsel of prasad from the pot. So that is Krishna. So we have to know a little bit about Krishna's nature, and all of these songs, these bhajans, they give us a little insight. Who is Krishna? Krishna, it says here, you take away a fear of being trapped in the wheel of repeated birth and death in the material world. And you are the splendorous killer of the demon Madhu, the destroyer of all tribulations. This is before when we were speaking. Krishna says, Maya is very difficult to overcome, but if you surrender to me, all tribulations, all everything, can be easily overcome by Maya. I can protect you. Because Krishna states, and to Krishna, Sava Dhamma Puritaja, everyone knows this verse. Sava Dhamma Puritaja, Mamikam Sharanam Raja, Aham Tam Sava Papiko Vokshishami, Mahasuchaha. Do not fear. Krishna says, I will protect you. Just abandon all varieties of religion, surrender to me. I will protect you from sinful reactions. Do not fear. Masuchaha. So Krishna gives his assurance. Masuchaha, do not fear. He said, anyone, Yaidam Paramanguya Madhvati Shabajasati, he says, anyone who explains this secret about me, for him devotional service is guaranteed at the end he comes back to me. The Chatasvan Manushishu Kashine Priyakritama. Priyakrit, he says, there's no one more dear to me than he. No, would anyone be more dear to me? This is how we become dear to Krishna. We can become so dear to Krishna, he says, there's no one more dear. Guaranteed he gets devotion, and guaranteed he comes back to me. All we have to do is hear and chant and remember Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Janmashtami, special day. That much we can do on Janmashtami, but every day we can do it. Even a little time. Right? We have so many other things that we have to do. We have to eat every day. So every day we eat. Why? If I don't eat, this body will not be healthy. We need spiritual health also. This means every day we must hear, we must remember. Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru. May nagashishi satyanti pradhija nipriyosi me. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta. Always think of me. Manmana. Madhava Bhakti, worship me. Offer your pranams to me. Surely you'll come to me. This is how we surrender to Krishna. Next verse, Krishna says, Sava Dhamma Puritaja. Krishna says, surrender, but all the components for surrender and are in that previous verse of Bhagavad Gita. Manmana Bhava Madhbhakta. Madhyadi Mandamas Guru. So every day, if we just, Krishna says you surrender, I'll make it very easy for you to overcome Maya. This is surrender. We surrender by giving our minds to Him. Krishna, let me think of you. We give our tongue, our words to speak about Him, our ears for hearing about Him. As Bhagavatam says, those whose ears do not hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of God are no better than a hole in a snake. One whose head does not bow down before the Murti, before the Supreme Personality of God, it is like a king who wears a very heavy crown. He simply drowns by the weight of his crown. He doesn't bow his head before the Murti. So in the same way, we can use our mind, we use our body, we use our words for hearing and chanting and for remembering about Krishna. And Krishna says, you'll come back to me. That is all. You'll come back. Give one life to remember me, you'll come back to me. Krishna can give that protection because He is the controller of Maya. So therefore, He is very merciful. He is, as described here, Dina Dayal. He is very merciful to the fallen. We are, our state of life, are so many difficulties that we have, but Krishna nonetheless will be very merciful to those. He once called out His name in utter helplessness and dependence. Draupadi, hey Govinda, she called out. Right? One time, Draupadi asked Krishna, said, why did you take so long to protect me? I was calling out, so long that before you came, so many difficulties I had to undergo. And she asked Krishna, why did I have to wait so long before you come and you provided unlimited sorrow to protect me? And Krishna told Draupadi, she said, because first you turned to Bhishma. He was senior of the assembly. And you thought maybe he can help you. So you turned to Bhishma. You are senior most. You are grandfather of everyone. Surely you could... Bhishma could not do anything. What could he do? He was powerless. Then Draupadi, she turned to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Her husband, the Pandavas. Surely you could protect me. She turned to the Pandavas, but the Pandavas, they had gambled everything away, even Draupadi herself. What could they do? All they could do was look down. They couldn't protect. And Krishna said that, then you thought, maybe you could protect yourself, so you held on to your sari. You thought you could protect yourself, your kshatriya woman, wife of the Pandavas. You tried to protect yourself. And then, what could you do against Dushasan? Nothing. You couldn't hold yourself. But then, after you realize, who else can I turn to? Hey Govinda. Then when you called out to me, I came because you called to me, helplessly depending on me. Then I came and I gave you, protected you, unlimited sorrow. So, in the same way, if we simply call out to Krishna in this way, hey Govinda, hey Gopal. Keshava Madhava Dhinadaya, as described by him. He's very merciful to those who have fallen. So therefore we simply call out by chanting his bhajan, and we try to remember Krishna on his auspicious day of his appearance in this world. And I think we'll stop here, and I think we have Julian Yatra now, I think. What is it? Piyari next? I think it's Piyari, you told me to stop in 15 minutes. I went for almost a half hour. Can't hear me.
Yeah.